Welcome to Let's Talk Dallas County, presented by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. I'm Allison Ullman, and with us today is John and Linda Andorf, co-chairs for Perry's annual toy drive. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you for letting us come out.
Yeah, always is fun to chat with you guys on the toy drive. I know in the past you've typically served around 400 kids within the Perry district, so maybe talk a little bit of how many you served last year, and I know the need may be a bit higher this year.
Last year we served 151 families, 385 Perry Community School District children. All of the families who are eligible for toys must go out to new opportunities to make an application, and they must meet income guidelines. So all of the folks that we do provide services for are eligible for the free toys. The parents will come in to new opportunities and fill out an application. And on the application, they will list the gender of the child, the age of the child, and hopefully give us some suggestions on different kinds of items that those children would like to have or that the parents would like for them to have for the Christmas season.
And I know that's about how you've served in the past, and I know the need may be a bit higher this year. Are you anticipating a higher need?
We're anticipating probably the same numbers or possibly higher with the economic conditions.
The year previous, we were up over 400. Last year was 385.
I know you guys have collection boxes throughout town for the toys to be donated. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
We have 14 boxes out at various locations. Some of those locations are private businesses that chances are the only people who are going to donate to those boxes will be the employees of that business. However, we do have other boxes out around town that are more public. Both of the grocery stores, the public library, Misfits, the coffee shops here in town, TC&G Planet. There could be a lot of nice things in there for some of our older kids. Dollar Tree, Dollar General, places where you can actually purchase stuff or take in pre-purchased items.
And then how long will the boxes be out in the community?
The boxes will be out until the end of the first week of December. December 7th, which is a Sunday, is the day that we start setting up our toy location out at the Elks. The Elks is very generous and gives us their very large location, which is easy to get to for families and for parking. And we set up toys on the 7th. We will start on Monday morning, December 8th, with pulling the toys based on the applications and what families are looking for. The 8th, 9th, and 10th, we will pull toys. The 10th and the 11th, that Thursday, Friday is when parents will be able to come in and pick up their bags.
Which works. Then you guys also have, in addition to your normal bags of toys, they will receive, they might have some larger gift items.
We always have some donations of larger gift items that when families come in to pick up their toys, they're able to select one item that they might like as an additional gift for the family. And right now we do have a couple of smartwatches. We've got some bikes. We have some toddler type toys that are larger ticket items, and they can put their name and phone number into a collection site with that item. And then on Friday afternoon, we will have someone randomly pick out a name for that particular item, and then the family can come and pick that up.
Kind of talk a little bit of the ages of the toys that you are looking for from donations from the community.
We are looking for toys 0 through 14. That's the ones the Marine Corps helps us out with for toys for tots. But we also are looking for gift items for up to 17, possibly 18. If they're still in school, we believe that they should have a toy or gift item as well. So we need toys, again, 0 through 17 or 18. And for the older kids, you know, it's handy to have some gift cards or makeup kind of items or things that the older kids like.
You guys have been co-chairs and helping with this program for a number of years, but what do you really enjoy?
I just enjoy helping the families. You know, you hear these sad stories from families about, I know I'm signing up late, but I just lost my job. or the one about the mother who said she had told her older kids, who were like 10, 11, that they weren't going to get any toys this year because they didn't have the money for it. Well, she applied, and we made sure they got toys. But, you know, just kind of pulls at your heart. And I think I get more benefit out of it than the families, just feeling good about making it happen.
We see the gratitude on people's faces as they come in. We go through the lists. We look at the suggestions. We've seen a lot of the toys that go through and come in as donations because Scott Hughes gives us a storage unit. So things that we get, we put into storage so that we've got them. We have an idea of what is there, but we also know that looking through the applications that there are children that have kind of unique requests. And I may know that that toy is not there. So monetary donations that we get gives us the ability to actually go out and shop for specific items for kids or maybe unique items. And when John spoke about the fact that the Marine Corps, their guidelines end at age 14 and we take kids beyond that, sometimes, you know, we're looking at things for those older kids that, you know, we can maybe get some hoodies or things along that line that we would not get as donations. And so our monetary donations help us so that we can make sure that everybody has several things in the bag.
Yeah, it's always a neat program, and I always enjoy going out and seeing all of the toys and all of the donations from the community and how generous everyone has been.
Our community is exceptionally generous when it comes to our toy program.
That was John and Linda Andorf joining us today on Let's Talk Dallas County. Today's Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll be back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.